Also as I know, some people have said that when you hold themselves as erev and daf pay dalit, an area between two chatzeres which do not join in an erev is 10 tefachim above the ground of one chatzer and 10 tefachim below the ground of the other chatzer. Rav said it's difficult for each to use, and therefore it's also to both chatzeres. Shmuel said it's easier for the people who have to use the area low by lowering, going down, and therefore the chatzer is allowed to be used by the people of that area. Right, tomorrow, our mission says that the people of the upper porch get use of an area that's above 10 tefachim off the ground of the chatzer. Presumably, the porch is at least 10 tefachim higher than the area which is 10 tefachim off the chatzer, and we still see that was given to the people of the porch. This is like Shmuel said at Shiran Rav. Where it says we can answer like Rav Huna says later on. The mission is discussing whether people who live on the porch level, they don't live on the upper floor, rather they're living on the porch level, which is within 10 tefachim to the raised area. If so, why does the mission say that if the area is less than 10 tefachim high, it's given to the people of the chatzer? Presumably, it's also within 10 tefachim to the people of the porch. So why is it given to the people of the chatzer? The Mishnah means that in that case it would be given to the people of the Chatzar as well. Not that it's only given to the people of the Chatzar. The people of the Chatzar as well, and therefore no one's allowed to use it because they didn't make an Erev and they have joint sort of rights to that area. This interpretation makes sense also because the Mishnah says that if the raised area is 4 tefachim away from the porch, it's given to the Chatzar. Why would it be given exclusively to the Chatzar? It's difficult for the Chatzar to use because it's above 10 tefachim, and it's difficult for the porch to use because it's 4 tefachim away. So they should be treated equally. It must mean that the Mishnah means that it's given to the people of the Chatzar as well, and therefore it's also for both of them. In fact, the Gemara Mishnah says that the people of the upper porch get use of a mound around the ditch, or the ditch itself, or a rock, that are 10 tefachim off the ground of the Chatzar. Presumably the porch is at least 10 tefachim higher than these areas, which are 10 tefachim off the Chatzar, and still we see that it's given to the people of the porch. This is like Shmuel said, again, Shiran Rav. So here's where Rav Huna said, the Mishnah is discussing the people who live on the porch level, which is within 10 tefachim to the raised area. In fact, that makes sense when discussing a rock. But what would the case of the ditch be? The bottom of the ditch is certainly at least 10 tefachim below the porch. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, said the mission is referring to a ditch that's filled with water to its rim. Therefore, just as the mound around the ditch is within 10 tefachim to the porch, so to the contents, meaning the water of a ditch also is within 10 tefachim to the porch. In fact, but the water will get used up and diminish, and therefore it will be more than 10 tefachim below the porch. Mara says, since they can use it when it's full, we allow them to use it when it's less than full. In fact, you say the opposite, the other way around. Since it can't be used when less than full, we shouldn't allow them to use it when it's full either. Abaye said, the mission is referring to a ditch filled with fruit, not water. In fact, my fruit also taken, and the remaining will be less than, will be more than 10 tefachim away from the porch, more than 10 tefachim below the porch. Mara said, we're talking about the case that the fruit is tevel, and therefore it's muksa, which cannot and will not be moved on Shabbos. This makes sense based on the fact that the Mishnah groups this case with the case of Iraq, which is clearly muksa, and that's the case, and that's why you don't have to be afraid it's going to get more than 10 tefachim away from the height of the porch. In fact, Mara, based on this, the case of the rock and the ditch are really the same, so why does the Mishnah have to take both the cases? Mara said, we would think that we should be goyzer in the case of the ditch and not allow them to use it out of concern that they may use it when it's not tevel, kamashman, that they could use it in that case when it's muksa. Affecting Mara, Bryce says that if there's a wall between the people of the upper story and the people of the lower story, with useful ledges protruding from the wall, the upper story may use the ledges within the top 10 tefachim of the wall, and the lower story may use the ledges on the bottom 10 tefachim of the wall. The Bryce seems to suggest that the area of the wall is in between is also to both. This is a proof to Rav. Rav Nachman said, the Bryce is discussing a wall that's 19 tefachim tall. The bottom half is easier for the lower story to use, and the upper half is easier for the upper story to use. And therefore, there is no in-between. Gemara Mishnah gives a case where there are two balconies, one situated higher than the other, and the upper one has a hole in its floor to allow the lowering of a bucket to draw water from the water below. The Mishnah says that if they did not make an Erev, neither may use the hole to draw water. Now, the people of the upper balcony can draw water through a simple lowering, whereas the people of the lower balcony have to first throw up the bucket to the higher balcony and then through the hole to down, you know, to the area below where they can draw water from. So, even though it's easier for, it's used by one by lowering and one by first raising and then lowering, the area is not given to the people of the other balcony. This is a proof to Rav. Rav the Bar Hava said, the mission is discussing a case where the lower balcony has a ladder allowing access to the upper balcony. Therefore, they also use the hole to draw water by simply lowering because they can go to that balcony. Abaye gave a different terrace. Abaye said the two balconies were within 10 tefachim to each other, and there's therefore no clear separation between the two. This is different than the case of Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, where there's a clear separation between the two chatzeres. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that not only in a case where the lower balcony has the hole does the upper balcony prohibit its use because there's no clear-cut separation, rather even when the upper balcony has the hole and the use is easier for the upper balcony than it is for the lower balcony, still, since they're within 10 tefachim, with no clear separation, the use of the hole is prohibited. A proof to this concept can be seen from what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. He said, if the roof of a structure, which is presumably 10 tefachim off the ground, is adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim, and there's a porch that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground that's adjacent to the roof and to the Rishus HaRabim, the only way that people living in the second story of the building, meaning above the roof, may use the roof is if there's a permanent ladder from the second story to the roof. Abaye said, the reason for this must be because although the use of the roof is difficult for the Rishus HaRabim and easier for the balcony, because it's within, which is within 10 tefachim to the roof, since there's no clear separation between the balcony and the Rishus HaRabim, they prohibit carrying on the roof. This is just like Abaye said. Rapapa said it's not a proof. It could be that the people in the Rishus HaRabim use the roof to put down their hats and their kerchiefs because they're very lightweight, and the fact that it's 10 tefachim off the ground maybe doesn't make it considered to be a difficult use. Maybe that's why it prohibits use of the roof.